From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I mean, what do you say? I mean, where do you start?
Well, it's been a big week for economic happenings, hasn't it? Yeah. There's been heaps going on. Look, the highly anticipated growth numbers came out yesterday, as we now know that in the last quarter of 2023, the first estimate of growth for that quarter shows that the economy contracted 0.1%. For the year, the economy contracted 0.3%, which meets the criteria for recession. But as you have alluded to this morning, it's actually a double-dip recession because there were two periods, last quarter of December 22 and March 23, were also negative. So four of the last five quarters, the economy has contracted. And as you also said, double-dip recessions have been few and far between. I do want to make one comment. The recession term, Mike, it's a weighty one, isn't it? It's a loaded one. But there's really not a lot of difference, is there, for the general population. If the growth is 0.1 or minus 0.1, it's an anemic economy. And we haven't got time to go into this, but a really telling fact is when you look at national disposable income, it's going backwards as well. So we're getting poorer. So if listeners out there feel like it's been hard work the last couple of years, that's because it has been. And we now realise now we realise how good we had it in that decade of 2010 to 2020. That was the economic version of Springsteen's glory days. Was that decade? Now, look, but to really bring the cheer to Friday morning, Mike, on closer inspection, the situation is actually worse because on a per capita basis, per person, the outcome is even softer. On a per capita basis, five consecutive quarters of contraction. And on this basis, the economy is pretty much flatlined since before the pre-pandemic. We're in a post-GFC type environment here. And I think Miles from ANZ talked about this. Yep. We had seven consecutive quarters of negative per capita GDP outcomes after the GFC. We've now got five. But the magnitude is not much different. It's 3.9 versus 4.2 in terms of a per capita fall. Now, if you break down the numbers, good base sectors showed the most strain. So retail, it's been well publicised, we all know that. Manufacturing, wholesaling, and domestic demand plays a role in these sectors. You feel the weight of interest rates at play there as well. Services sectors are more mixed. There were some divergence there. The standout was public administration and safety. I'll let you dwell on that. Finance and professional services, that was reasonably positive as well. Big picture, though, tighter monetary policy settings, they're most definitely working to slow the economy. But I guess, Mike, the question is, what happens now? We've already lived through the last quarter of 2023. That's part of history. Indications are that the first quarter of 24 might be slightly better. The RBNZ has actually got a 0.3% forecast for the first quarter. That may be a little optimistic, but you've got some activity indicators, things like the PMI, the performance of services, some indicators within the ANZ business outlook, they are picking up. So, but these green shoots, they could just as easily be squashed, if inflation turns out to be sticky, the interest rate environment doesn't change. And therein at the moment, Mike, lies the great current uncertainty.
Yeah, exactly. There may be some tourism over summer.
Correct. There are some green shoots there, but they could, as I say, they could just as easily be sat on. So that's the uncertainty.
Give us a quickie on the dot plots.
The dot plots. God, don't you love the dot plots? So the Federal Reserve, this is globally important. We downplayed it a bit yesterday because we were consumed by a growth number. For the record, Fed left rates unchanged. Median dot plots, this is the forecast Fed funds rate, still shows a cumulative 75 basis points of cuts to the Fed funds rate in 2024. US share markets picked up on this. They all rallied. I think all the three main indexes closed on record highs. Expectations of a rate cut in June, the probability of that, Mike, went up. This is despite slightly stronger inflation prints in January and February. They retained the growth projections. US interest rates, the wholesale interest rates dipped slightly lower.
Right, numbers, please.
Right, so it's just a sea of green in front of me. Sky blue, sea of green. The Dow Jones, 39,846. That's up 334 points, 0.85%. The S&P 500 up 0.58%. The Dow Jones 0.85, the S&P up 0.58, serendipitous, 5254 there. The Nasdaq 16,472, it's up 0.63%. The FTSE 100, they're loving what's going on over there. The FTSE 100 was up 1.9%, 7882 the close there. The Nikkei was up over 2%, 40,815, slightly lower on the Shanghai Composite, 3077. The Aussies loved what was going on yesterday. They were up over 1%, 7781, and we gained 0.7% on the NZX 50, 11,915 the close there. The New Zealand dollar against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.6043, slightly lower against the Aussie, 0.9195, 0.5563 euro, 0.4772 against the quid, 91.67 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,180, Brent crude $85.46.
You're worth your weight in gold, and that's quite a bit at the moment. You have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.